AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden went to Lake Charles, Louisiana, in front of a 70-year-old bridge that is 20 years past its design lifespan. He says his infrastructure plan is just what the economy needs.
This is about creating jobs and also saving lives.
Republicans aren't willing to pay for what the president wants, $2.3 trillion.
I'm ready to compromise. What I'm not ready to do, I'm not ready to do nothing. I'm not ready to have another period where America has another infrastructure month and doesn't change a damn thing.
President Biden wants to pay for his plan by raising the corporate tax rate and undoing the 2017 tax cuts signed into law by President Trump. A new study and Census Bureau data shows people moved out of the nation's largest metropolitan areas and into smaller ones during the pandemic. Top military leaders say withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is going according to plan and believe the country's troops are prepared. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says Afghan troop training will continue.
We'll also continue to take a look at training them in perhaps other locations. We don't know. We haven't figured that out 100% yet.
President Biden announced last month all American troops will withdraw from Afghanistan by September 11th. The Biden administration is detailing steps to achieve an ambitious goal to conserve nearly one-third of America's lands and waters by 2030. Critics are calling it un-American. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a rewrite of the state election laws. Rules have been tightened in Florida involving drop boxes and mail-in balloting. Two students and a custodian were shot and wounded at a middle school in Idaho. Police say a student is in custody. One woman died. Several of the people were injured when a driver struck a group of people in the parking lot of a restaurant outside of Houston early this morning following a reported fight. The driver is in custody. This is AP News. Microsoft is committing to local data storage for European Union users.
Microsoft is pledging to let business and public sector customers keep cloud computing data inside the 27-nation bloc to avert concerns about US government access to sensitive information. Company President Brad Smith is aware customers want stronger commitments on so-called data residency. Writing in a blog post, Smith said, in other words, we will not need to move your data outside the EU. The updates will apply to the company's core cloud services, including Azure, Microsoft 365, and Dynamics 365. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The World Video Game Hall of Fame inducted the groundbreaking Microsoft Flight Simulator, franchise-inspiring Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, award-winning StarCraft, and Animal Crossing, whose popularity has surged during the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.